The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still on assignment today. And good morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by the Bad Corn Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Expanded services down there at Tobacco and Brew. Like I said, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Thank them so much for bringing us news and being with us for so long. And Jared, what's it look like for weather today? As I wandered through the rain on my way in.
Well, it's currently 48 degrees with some light rain and fog. Today we have a 100% chance of rain during the day with a high of 56. Then through the night it will be about 80% chance with a low of 47. Wednesday we have a 60% chance of showers during the day with a high of 56. Then 100% chance of showers at night with a low of 47. Thursday, we have an 80% chance of rain with a high of 57, a low of 40. And on Friday, we have a 30% chance of rain during the day with a high of 53. And then rain likely that night with a low of 42.
Okay. And the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson that is also a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors, veterans, and has payment plans for people that are buying propane. There's a lot of things that Chuck and Judy did after these fires, and one of the things, just and they won't mention it, but I will, is that there's other propane companies out there that will charge people who lost their home in the propane tank. They'll charge them for the tank. Say, well, just take it out of your insurance. Chuck doesn't do that. Chuck and Judy don't do that. They figure, you know what, you've lost enough. What can we do to help you get back on the road again? So, okay, a lot of things happening in the world. You know, it's funny how one day you'll hear nothing but immigration stories. They're massing at the border. They're racing. They're rushing the border. And then you see photos. You see a photo of this woman with her three kids. Oh, brutally tear gassed. Well, I'm not sure that, you know, tear gas. Have you ever been tear gassed before?
No.
Really? Oh, I have. I have been. Several times. In the military, you actually, you know, because you're in situations where there is, you know, it could be poisonous gas or whatever it is. So you put on your, you know, you've got your hazmat suits or your what they are called, decon suits, decontamination suits, and your mask. But to make sure that you understand how to use your mask, you go into places, these rooms where they put in tear gas. They burn these tablets. It is so thick in these rooms that it's hard to see across. And then you've got your gas mask on, and that's to show you how it works, how well it works. Trust your equipment. And then, and all you veterans out there that have gone through training in the Marines and the Army and probably Navy, they come up to you and they take the mask, and they tell you, take the mask off and then put it back on again and clear it. So what you do is you take the mask off, you put it back in, put it back on your face, and you blow out real hard with air, you hold your breath. And that usually forces the gas out of the mask. And then, the best part, take your mask off. And so you take your mask off, and you're standing there, and you're trying to hold your breath, and the drill instructor or the instructor comes over and says, social security number. So you've got to talk. And when you start talking, you've got to breathe. And now tears and every type of liquid's coming out of your nose and all this. And then, you know, then they send you out of the room. Meanwhile, the guys that are in there, hazardous suits in there. So they're not getting it all over them. And you run outside and you realize just how much that stuff can affect you. So, I have been tear gassed. I've been tear gassed several times. I think I've gotten tear gassed other times too, but I'm not going to discuss that. So they launched the tear gas, and they have a photo of these people running with their kids and how horrible it was. But they don't mention is that the rocks, the bottles, and even shots being fired at our people, that they had to break up this group. And they're not going to shoot them. They're not using. Somebody called yesterday and said use water cannons on them. They didn't do that. But they did throw tear gas, and it did break the crowd up. Unfortunately, as people were saying, is a lot of times women and children were pushed to the front there of the crowd, hoping that, okay, if we put the women and children up front, they're not going to do anything. Well, that's not true. Last time I heard those, nobody was killed, nobody mutilated, nobody severely injured. So when I see these things and I think to myself, oh, look, it said they've been tear gassed. Well, you know what? Half of society, if you lived in the 60s, probably half of society was tear gassed at one time or another for a variety of different things. Okay. Can I get off my horse now? Costco goes to the Planning Commission. And this could be the last big hurdle. We're talking about 150,000 square feet. A gas station that can have up to 30 pumps there. 30 pumps. You know the one down here on Cypress has 10. So think of
the
that.
The Safeway one?
The Safeway one. It's like 10. So think of this as three times as large. Can be. Also think about that it also is there are a lot of people. A little bit, you know, they're concerned about the traffic. So this is also part of the planning is just what is the traffic going to, you know, look like and what are the things they're going to have to do. Anyway, the meeting's going to take up, it's going to be today, and it starts at 4 p.m. So if you want to go down there and watch this, because, of course, there are people that are a little bit upset about this and, you know, that Costco's coming in, and then you've got the casino coming in, and they don't have, from what I understand, they don't have the final environmental report from the Wind River project. But this is what Costco is going to do. Among the improvements are a two-lane roundabout at Bocelli Lane in South Bonneville, widening Bocelli in South Bonneville along the shopping center frontage, additional through and turn lanes on Bocelli in South Bonneville, and improve the Blue Shield traffic signal to accommodate what would be the main entrance into the river crossing marketplace. See, that river, the river crossing marketplace is also, they're planning on six more shops, services, other businesses in there. And then put a traffic light at the Bocelli Lane and Loma Vista Drive intersection. And they've revised the site plan to shave 8,000 square feet off the shopping center to save those trees along the northern property line. Now, I know people that live out there, and when they were asked about their opinions, they told Costco, you know what? All the lights and everything, if you could leave those trees up, it would really assist. And they did, which I found was really unusual. Not unusual, but it kind of indicates that they're trying to work with their neighbors around there. They're also, but people are concerned again because of the environmental impact of happening there. So if you add Costco, if you put Costco in there, and then this other grocery outlet they're putting in there, and then the Wind River project, it's going to be a busy area there. It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of the Planning Commission today. I don't expect them to say no. I think it's going to go on the city council to vote. And that's when it's really going to get interesting. But the city council that we have here is going to change probably dramatically come January. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in a minute. Today we've got on, there's an open house at the fire station, 5 on, I believe it's on Hartnell. And we're going to have in some people here to talk about that. And Mark Story from Haven Humane. This is the last Thursday of the month, isn't it? Yes,
Tuesday.
Last Tuesday of the month, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sleep Number is bringing us this segment of the show. So many couples can agree on everything. Well, I don't know how many of them really can agree on everything. But what they don't have to agree on is their mattress firmness. Sleep Number lets you choose your ideal firmness on each side so it's just right for you. You remember Goldilocks and the Three Bears? And she tasted the porridge. This is too hot. Jared, you got to look at me. This is too cold. This is just right. Well, you can do that on your Sleep Number bed. The new beds are so smart, too, that when you move, they automatically adjust to your movements. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting last night when she was getting ready to go to sleep, I think, went to 40. Sometimes I set hers just because at the remote, is in the hand of the man. Not that she doesn't take it away. The come in here. Okay, when you go down to the store, see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds. It's not just a bed. It's something that you would really, really like to have for the holidays. How about this as a gift of sleep from $999? Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You're only going to find Sleep Number at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Sleep Number. It's 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here today on the 27th of November. 48 degrees, going up to a whopping 55 today, and rain. So take that into account. The little kids out there running around, so it's going to be harder to stop, harder to see. So when you're going out there, we'll be right back after these messages.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Redding Kia with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special. And there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new, completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Redding holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. A little bit rainy outside, 48 degrees, going up to 55 today. 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on the 27th of November. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, if we go to buy a firearm, it's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And why? Locally owned, locally operated. John and Sarah started their business about 8 years ago and have done just a great, great job here. Customer service with all of their people there is just outstanding. If you need your firearm worked on, John is just, you know, one of the finest gunsmiths in probably California, which means anywhere in the world. Right there at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by. They're open today through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Hey, I'm here with Tom Yeomans, and I'm glad I had a chance to meet Tom today. And Tom has Cal North Forestry here in the North State area. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you know, we got to know Tom through the Bikers Against Child Abuse, and it started, you know, kind of through that. But you've got a service here that, especially after this summer, and what's just happened out there in Paradise, is just incredibly, incredibly necessary to the people up here with your tree service. But also, you all do a number of other things. You all are trained arborists, which I'm never quite sure what that is.
It's just basically knowing your business about trees and what the species are and any diseases and stuff that they acquire.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what that's all about.
Okay, so, but you can look at a tree, and you can probably tell if this tree's got another 3 or 4 years in it, or this tree needs to come down now, or those kind of things.
Yeah, that's what an arborist does, yeah.
Okay.
They can look at a tree, and you can we can tell you if it's a hazard, or if it's healthy, or it's going to die. And most of the time, we can determine what is causing it. Bug, beetles, stuff like that.
I had a silver maple that we lost, and the whole inside of it was kind of like eaten out. But they said, okay, but you're good for another 3 or 4 years. But then it started, something got into the roots. I have no idea what it was, but it started, you could start seeing things on the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there could be several things with that. It could be a root rot, too much water, even not enough water. But there could be several. There's so many different things that could happen.
You have to look at it.
Yeah,
right.
That's the only way.
Okay, now, here's the big thing, though, is we're talking about lighter fuels, and we're talking about with all the things that were going on here. I mean, I'm not going to get into global warming. I'm not going to get into stuff like this.
Yeah.
But I am going to talk about management, management of your home and your area. This is what you also are experts on.
Yeah, that's our main thing is fuel management, and that's all the lighter fuels on your properties, such as brush and stuff that the fire can get into and burn quickly and hot and then get up into your trees and go through your canopy. And that's kind of what happened here in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of manzanita, which is one of the hottest burning brush, period. And once it gets into that stuff, and it just takes off and there's no control in it.
Now, manzanita is like it's a little fuel source. It's just filled with sap and rosin or whatever.
Well, the manzanita, there's not really much sap on
okay.
it. The leaves have an oil
okay.
base to it, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
But it burns really hot. And then once it gets heated up, it creates its own wind tunnel, and it just carries itself. The fire wow. itself just goes. It becomes like a tornado almost, which is what happened here.
Somebody told me that grass that's only 3 inches tall. Mm-hmm. Can cause a wall of fire.
Yeah, 3 inches is kind of iffy.
Yeah.
But if you get over that, and it can definitely creep up into your trees, and that's what you're trying to prevent when we do our fire prevention. We try and take away them lighter fuels so it doesn't get into our trees.
Okay, so
it's easier to defend.
You come out to a person. Let's just say you come out to a person's property, and you know they live kind of on the edge. Out there with the, where people want to be a little bit further out.
Right.
And they've got trees and they've got all brush. Now, what do you and your team do when you first go out and look at this?
Well, I just kind of walk through the property with the property owners, and they discuss what they think they need done. And then I just make some suggestions on what are the hazards, the most hazards. Usually it's so expensive that a lot of the customers can't afford it. So we just pick what we can do with their budget. And
okay.
That's how I do it. And mainly you want to get all your lighter fuels off of your property. Unless it's a green belt or something like that, then that's a little different story. But you really want to get that brush eliminated, at least 100 foot.
Yeah, no, when you manzanita, I understand, is hard to cut.
Yeah,
so people have told me that it's really difficult to get, you know, to get that chopped down.
It's rough on your equipment.
Okay.
And especially if chippers, it beats the chippers up really well. So you're constantly doing maintenance on your equipment when you're working with that.
When you're having to do that. Now, okay, so you come out and so somebody says, okay, this is, you know, I need to take out the lighter fuels that you've seen. So do you, do you plow it down to the ground like that, or do you just, how do you do that?
My crew is mostly hand crew. We do everything with chainsaws, basically, because most of the areas that we're in are really a steep ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to tear up the soils with equipment.
Okay.
So you just want to cut the manzanita down as low as you can get it to the ground. And that also keeps some of your roots in there, which holds your soils from washing away.
That's what I've heard, too, is that you want to cut them down real low because you want to keep that soil there. So if it dies and you get the rains, then it's just as bad.
Yeah, that's the problem. Erosion. That's what we're going through right now is we're doing a lot of erosion control.
Okay.
Because of the fire. The fire actually just nukes everything, and it's so below the soil even. So you have probably about a foot. I'm just guessing at that. But about a foot, it's just nuked, so it's nothing holding that soil when you're on it.
I went out to Whiskeytown. You know, I've been to all these different places out here. In Whiskeytown, in some of those areas, it's just gray ash.
Yeah.
I mean, the trees are gone. And, you know, maybe some of it was brushed, but it's just gone now. There's nothing holding it, that there. So that's what some of the things you're trying to do now is erosion control.
Right. That's why you're using your wattles and your hay bales. And they have a stuff that's called tack, you know, that they spray alongside the roads and stuff and help with that erosion.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody else that sprayed grass seeds.
Yeah.
But it had to be a certain kind of grass seed.
Yeah.
The state of California is very particular about it, and it raised the price like 10 times.
Yeah, it's a bit really expensive.
It can.
It does add up.
Okay, now, you know, other things you do, though, but you can also do things. And one of these things that people don't realize is their gutters after this just got clogged.
Right.
So you take care of those, too?
Yeah, we do those, too. We do the repair and cleaning of gutters. We don't do installation of gutters, but we do the repair and cleaning.
So even though there's been a lot of areas burnt, we also know there's a lot of areas that haven't been burnt around here. There must be a huge uptake of people at least being aware of what's going on.
They are, and a lot of people are really stepping up more now, even though it's a financial burden to a lot of the seniors. But they're really doing the best they can to get their properties fire safe.
Okay, and well, you've got to do that if you're going to live out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you think that it would be worthwhile? I think it would be worthwhile if when people are building their homes, rebuilding their homes, they have somebody like you come out there and take a look at it. I mean, are they doing that?
You know, that's the thing that most people don't do that because they move up here and they want the woods, they want the trees, they want the brush, all that stuff. So they don't really do much about it until they get here, and then they hear, what the danger is about it.
Right.
And then they usually call me out, and I'll do an assessment for them for free, no free estimates.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll try to do a plan. And usually it's over a period of 3 or 4 years. We do a little bit here, a little bit there, so they can afford it.
I'm here with, Tom Yeomans from Cal North Forestry. It's his business. He's also one of the main people in Bikers Against Child Abuse, which is, you know, BACA, that you'll see this. You need to look at this one, too, because these men and women go out there to help children that have been or suffered child abuse. Mm-hmm. And I've seen some of the things that y'all have done. Mm-hmm. And with these little kids that just love you all, come out, they get their leather vest and I don't know what you call it. Your little colors.
Yeah, they get their patches.
They get their patches.
They become part of our family.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, Tom, how do people get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Yeah, the best way is my phone number, which is 530-209-9473.
9473. Okay. And you've also got calnorthforestry.com?
Yes, you can do that. Home Advisor. I do a lot of work with Home Advisor.
Okay.
So that's a really good contact. And you can Google stump grinding or anything like that.
Tom, you know, because I've had this done, and I didn't really know what to be looking for, you know, to have a big, you know, big tree taken down, and it wasn't going to be easy. But what should people be looking for if they're going to hire somebody, you know, a company to come in and be looking at, you know, clearing their land or making it safer, maybe taking down a tree? What should they be looking for?
Well, the first thing they should be looking for is to make sure they have a license and they're insured. That's your main thing. And then after that, you just kind of go into their history. And every company has a history page of, you can just Google their name and what they are, and it gives it whether they're a 5-star or a 3-star, mm-hmm. and how long they've been in business, what size crew they have, the equipment they have, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. That's what you should look for.
Can you take care of most anything?
We have the means to do just about anything. We have tree climbers, we have chippers, boom trucks.
Boom trucks. Yeah, that's an interesting thing for people who don't realize that you can put a boom truck in a different place to get a tree out of there, mm-hmm. because, yeah. you know, which is what they had to do with ours. So you've got all that equipment then. So you want to look at their history. You want to look at, make sure that they're, of course, like any contractor, they're insured, mm-hmm. they're bonded, that you don't, you know, if they're on your property, you don't end up taking care of them for the rest right. of their lives.
They don't necessarily have to be a contractor either. Mm-hmm. They do have to be licensed and insured.
Okay, but, licensed and insured.
But it is good if they are a contractor. That just tells a little bit more story about them, you know, that they have a little more background and history with the,
okay.
the stuff. But the main thing is a license.
You know, the one thing, again, I want to go back to this. If somebody, you know, when they're rebuilding their homes, and we've had this, you know, and we've had this fire, but there's still, you know, this brush is going to come back up again. Would it be worthwhile for somebody to call you at Cal North Forestry and say, we're going to rebuild our house, you know, we're redoing all this stuff. What should we be looking to, to plan out here, or the best way to prevent this fire from coming back at us?
Well, that would be something that I would do if I was building a home right now. Before I bid anything, uh-huh. I would get my plan out for my fire safe landscape.
And you can do that.
I can do that.
You can do that.
And no cost at all.
No cost. Wow.
Yep. They're all free estimates.
Okay.
Within a certain 100 miles or something.
Well,
like that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If they're calling you from, here in Austin, Texas, yeah. we're having a little problem down here.
Right. Yeah. We go all the way to Bernie. We go to Bernie, okay. Red Bluff, Yreka, Siskiyou County. Pretty much the surrounding areas we go to.
Again, Tom Yeomans, this is his business. He runs it, Cal North Forestry. He's helped people that have already had the damage. You've gone out there and helped people, and free of charge. And with this one here, as if you're going to be rebuilding, so many people are, you probably need to have an expert like Tom come out there. Or if your house, and I'm thinking out of Texas Springs, because they have fires mm-hmm. all the time out there. And they live on, they have a couple acre places out there. Yeah. That if they didn't have you out there, Tom, yeah. clearing all that area out.
Yeah, I have about I'd say about 170 customers that I work on yearly, uh-huh. and that's what we do. We just slowly get their property up to being a fire safe landscape.
170?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been here for about 17 years doing it.
What got you into this?
A friend of mine had me help him with a fire crew, and so I went and helped him with a fire crew, and then I started my own fire crew, and then that was just too much for me. Mm-hmm. So I went into just fire prevention.
Wow. That's what I do. Okay. Tom Yeomans from Cal North Forestry. If you want somebody to come over, take a look at your place, see what can be done, and based on what you can afford, you want to call Tom. And he's going to come out there and take a look at it, anything from clearing the brush, stump grinding, the whole thing. Even looking at your trees to see what kind of shape they're in. Maybe the fire's gone through there. Do they need to be dropped? Is that, I mean, am I kind of like catching all that?
That's perfectly what I do. I'll give you what you need to know to get your property up to where it's safe.
Great. Okay, one more time, how they get a hold of you.
530-209-9473.
Okay, and there's also a website at calnorthforestry.com.
Yep.
Okay, Tom, thanks a lot for coming in, and thanks what you do, you know, thanks for what you've done for the people that have also been impacted by this fire out here. I mean, you've done a lot for people out here. And if you're if you need somebody that comes in, it's a local guy, and he's got a big crew that has all the equipment and is licensed, insured, and all this, it's Tom you want to give a call to. So, in fact, we're going to have you come out and take a look at some of our trees here in the next, well, as soon as it stops raining, because we need to have them trimmed. That's the other thing, too, I think people don't realize, is having the trees trimmed.
Yeah, you need to get them trimmed back away from your home.
Yeah, and well, that's what we're going to be looking at. So we're going to be giving you a call here in the next couple of weeks.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you, Tom, for everything you've done for our community. And Bikers Against Child Abuse, I just admire you guys out there seeing a mission that has to be done.
Thank you.
So thanks. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
I can't wait for heaven. soon.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Wassail all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the white maple tree. With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. I'm here with Gavin Spencer and the Shasta High Madrigals because it's that time of the year again.
Yes, Madrigal dinner season. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
I always see you like once a year.
Twice a year.
Twice a year.
Musical,
twice,
too.
The musical, okay. Too, right? Okay. Now, next time you get in here, you can bring in everybody because the studio.
All right, we'll bring all 70 next time.
70, okay. Maybe a turkey leg. Okay. Okay, now, if people don't know what the Madrigal dinner is, can you explain it to them?
This is the Madrigal dinner is where you are invited to come to have Christmas dinner with the king and the queen set back in the early in the mid 1500s. So it's all set in the sort of Elizabethan Renaissance period. And you're going to hear music from that period, a fun comedic play from that period, instrumental music. Your servers are going to entertain you with jokes and stories.
If you have not been to a Madrigal dinner, your life is not complete. That's all I can say. I mean, you can think your life's complete maybe for other reasons, but no. If you haven't been to a Madrigal dinner, we had such a wonderful time.
Awesome.
And here's the thing is, it's 90% sold out already. And when's it going to be? Now, when does it kick off?
Okay, so it opens on December 5th and goes through the 12th. So it's 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, uh-huh. And then it starts the next week, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. And the good news this year is we are not sold out. Normally we're close to it by now, but we have quite a few tickets available for Wednesdays and Thursday night performances.
Cool. Now, these tickets are only, $45?
$45, yeah.
Now, for this, you come in and you're introduced, and you're now Sir Carl.
Yes.
Or Lord Carl. I like that sometimes. And Lady Linda. Come down. You're served by the younger Madrigals, because the senior Madrigals are... Do y'all still serve if you've been in the... No,
so you start as a peasant server.
Okay.
And then you get costume upgrades.
Costume upgrades every year.
And then you don't have to serve as well, so...
Okay, we're going to do this very quickly, but just introduce yourselves, and let's just go around, start right there, and go...
Hi, I'm Tyler Wakefield.
I'm Mary Claire Gassman.
Okay.
I'm Madison Sullivan.
I'm Nick Barnett.
I'm Aaron Woodward.
I'm Lauren Weaver.
Cody Claycamp.
Kinley
Hardigan.
Madison Spencer. Let me see. Madison Gavin. Okay. You know each other?
Yeah, these two are mine.
Can't get out of it, huh? So did you two start serving soup when you were just children?
Been training them since they were babies.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, now, there's a couple other things, too. So we have two tickets to give away.
Yeah.
Right here. And no, don't call. I haven't said it yet. But when I do, we'll take the second or third caller. Okay, second caller. No, I guess if I say second or third, then anyway. And you'll get tickets to this, and it's going to be on a Wednesday, December 5th.
Opening night.
Doors open at 6:15. Dinner begins promptly at 7. No one under 6 years. Yeah. No one 6 years and under.
Kids can be kind of distracting sometimes.
That's true. Okay, so who's the king here?
I'm actually the king.
You're the king. So yep. If you've worked your way up, is this a voting thing, or is it like you had to?
Well, no, it's
kill off your opponents or what?
Just a little bit. Basically to start from the bottom. So I started as a server freshman year, and then I just worked my way up to a Madrigal singer, and then this year I'm the senior and I'm a king.
You are the king.
I'm the king.
It's good to be king.
Yeah, it is. It's fun.
Where's queen?
No queen here today.
Okay, so who's the jester? Jester here?
No jester here.
No jester.
So this is the Madrigal singers. It's just a group of like 23. So not necessarily all the royal court and the Madrigals.
Okay. But we got the king. So and the king is the best, right? Okay,
that's true.
Okay, so come on in. What's your name again?
Me?
Yes.
I'm Madison.
Madison. You know what? I was going to guess. There's another Madison over here, too, right?
Yeah.
This is very confusing to me. Madison, so what do you like best about this?
I like that we have to, work together so that the music will work out. Because if one person doesn't know it, since we're such a small group, it's going to be really blatantly obvious. So we have to do a lot of collaboration and really make sure we're all in sync and have, even the same vowel shape when we're singing. Or, a certain volume of our singing, it all has to be uniform or else it's going to sound wrong. So I just think that we all are really, in sync with how we think when we're singing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. What about you, Ms. Woodward?
What do I like best about Mad Dinner? I really like this, that the fact that we have such a close-knit group of performers. We are all, brothers and sisters at this point, and it's just... so much fun, and it's just such an honor to be able to put on such a fantastic production.
Well, I tell you what, you all do a great job. Gavin, they're obviously very happy in what they're doing here and it being part of this thing, because you have to kind of work your way into this.
Yeah.
You can't just, it's just not, come on.
Well, I think when they first get to high school as freshmen, you just work hard every day trying to build the voice and learn to appreciate good music and mm-hmm. what what makes music really good, and it's about the details. It's about understanding the text. And I think when you start that at a young age, by the time they get to be a madrigal, they can really make some high-level music that people really appreciate.
Okay. Now, the lady with the pitch pipe, come on in here. Who are you?
I'm the pitch of the dinner, so I'm basically the student director of the madrigal group. And I plan and I run all the madrigal rehearsals. And during the show, I star all the songs with, like, the pitch pipe.
Okay. Now, who does all the cooking? Where's all the food come from? It goes back to
you. You know what? It goes back to our food service at the district.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what. This is not cafeteria food. It is fantastic.
It's great.
Just so everyone knows out there, this is a five-course meal, the best rolls you will ever eat. That is the highlight to me and most people of the dinner. And not to mention our figgy pudding sauce. It's a homemade caramel sauce.
The figgy pudding sauce. And is there a little song you all sing with the little figgy pudding sauce, isn't it?
There is
a little. I thought there was. Excuse me, a little figgy pudding here or something.
It's the "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" verse with the figgy pudding.
Yes, it's with the figgy pudding. I knew there was a figgy pudding verse in there someplace.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you want to get tickets, how do they do that?
Okay, so if you want tickets to the show, you go to ShastaHighChoir.com.
Uh-huh.
There's a link right on there that will take you to the ticketing site. You can just buy them right there online.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can get it right there at Chesta High. We're going to give away a gift certificate good for two seats on Wednesday, December 5th. Doors open at 6:15, and dinner begins at 7 o'clock. We'll take the third caller, 605-4567, for the Chesta High Music's Madrigal Dinner 2018. If you have not gone there yet, if you've not been there, or if you've been there and you just want to go again, it's a good chance. We're going to go. We haven't been able to go for the last 2 years for some reason. I'm not sure why. But we had such a great time that we're going to come back. And it's, you say Wednesdays and Thursdays are open.
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Good. That's a good time for us. So we've got another song we're going to do, right?
Let's just close this out with Silent Night.
I like it. Okay. Chesta High School, the Madrigal Dinner. Thank you so much for being here today. Yeah, we've got the phones are just lit up, as you can tell. We have a winner. We have a winner, so please stop calling. If you want a ticket, though, you go to the
ShastaHighChoir.com. ShastaHighChoir.com.
You're not going to be sorry. It's $45 a ticket, but let me tell you, the money goes to a great cause here. It's keeping the Madrigals going and the music program going. So, hey, thanks so much for coming in here.
Thanks for having us, Carl.
Oh, no. You know, it's always a pleasure. And like I said, we're going to come this year because we've missed it the last couple of years. And we just really, really enjoyed it. So we'll talk to some other people coming in with us. Wednesday or Thursday?
You got it.
Got it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with our Reading Fire Chief. We'll be Reading Fire Chief will be with us right after these messages.
Real winners. Grab your friends. Come down and check out our new multi-progressive bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's bingo, only better. Play our paper-only night on Mondays. $200 drawing. Wear your favorite sports team attire to rock and roll bingo and receive $10 in free slot play. Check out our $10,000 progressive special. The end of the month is your chance to win VIP tickets to our New Year's Eve bash. Plus cash in our drop into the new year drawing. 9 free slot play and cash consolation prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Triple tickets on Tuesdays. And the $500 midweek draw. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. MP Bingo is here. Win thousands of dollars. 5 progressive jackpots. More ways to win big. If you don't like to dub, let the machine do the work for you. Free sales available. Machines only. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Download the Wind River app. Check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Red Rubber Ball there. Yeah, I like that. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Clyde makes that work. A lot of people cannot make that work. Clyde makes that work. Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Eclipsa speakers. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call, 221-4144. Hey, I'm here with June Bell and our Redding Fire Chief, no matter what it says, Cullen Kreider. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, there's an open house tonight.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about it.
From 5 to 7, iloveredding.com, or I Love Redding, is going to be hosting a wonderful open house for our great firefighters and our chief, Cullen Kreider. For all that they've done, we're trying to raise money. Today is North State Giving Tuesday. If you don't know that today, you need
That's
to
right.
know that.
If you don't know that.
Yes, we're trying to raise money for all the equipment that they need. You can come out and give a shake of a hand and a hug, but we need you to open your wallets today and to really bless this Thanksgiving and Christmas season the fire department for all they've done. And they've got a list of all the things they need.
Well, that's what I want to talk about. Cullen, people don't usually think about that. But so what are the, I mean?
Right, so come to Fire Station 5 tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. That's at Churn Creek and Hartnell. We'll have all of our equipment on display, some of our apparatus, some of our firefighters will be there. And come see some of the equipment we use to save lives, like the Holmatro equipment, which used to be called the Jaws of Life.
Yeah.
We have these airbags that can lift entire cars, all of the turnouts we wear to protect ourselves, the breathing apparatus, all of the hand tools, thermal imaging cameras, all of that stuff is very expensive, and we need help replacing it.
And you've used it a lot here.
We have used it a lot, yeah. And a lot of our equipment is very old, and it's time to be replaced. I mean, some of the Jaws of Life we have on the rigs are 20 to 25 years old, and they're outdated, and it's time to get some new stuff. But
so we're spending money on parks instead of life-saving equipment? Okay, that's not up to you.
Well, we're not going to say that, but we're going to say we need about $60,000 to $80,000 for this equipment. And if I'm not going to, I'm going to toot the horn. I believe you need about 24 firefighters.
We are short. Obviously, we're very understaffed, but I think tonight we're really concentrating on that equipment.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have Cullen back in again. You know, now that the season hopefully has slowed down. I'm never say it's over. Never again say it's over because we don't know anymore.
Yeah.
But we're going to say it slowed down.
But this will help us be prepared if
yes.
and when that yeah. does
well,
no, happen.
But
we'll
that's
have
what
the
I
proper
mean.
Equipment.
Yeah. This is the time. This
exactly
is the time to get the equipment. So we're going to go down to the fire station.
Fire station five. Yep.
Now the type of equipment you're using that you need when talking about it used to be called the jaws of life. You could get into a car, but you've got things like you said these airbags that can raise a car up off people.
Right. So if we have a car that's overturned and maybe somebody trapped underneath, we could actually put these airbags in, which are flat, and then we inflate them.
Sure.
And we'll actually lift the car off of the patient. So great tool to have on all of our rigs. But like I said, a lot of our equipment's really dated. Mm-hmm. And so I mentioned that thermal imaging camera, for example.
Yeah.
So those allow us to go into a structure fire and actually see a victim inside or locate that fire and get to the seat of the fire really quick to put it out. Those cameras alone are about $10,000.
Wow. So these must be a specific type of thermal imaging camera then,
yeah,
right?
It's the brand name we use is a Bullard. It's, mm-hmm. You know, it's not the top of the line, but it's a very good quality camera, and they're expensive. When they first came out, they were about $19,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
They've come down in price, and we carry one on each of our rigs.
Okay.
And we know you can't put a price on a child, and we know that it's pretty common, am I correct, that a child will crawl under a bed or
yeah,
somewhere
they, you know, hidden, sometimes they will hide when there's a fire, but we need to get in there and get them out as quickly as
so
we can. And this is a
help.
Fantastic tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've seen people using thermal.
And
thermal
we've used them
before.
Even on the outside. If we've had somebody lost out in a storm or at night, we can actually identify and see a body from the heat radiated from the body
sure.
out there and help us find that patient.
That's incredible.
Yeah, they're awesome tools.
Yeah, we use thermal imagery a lot in the military.
Yep, you know what they're all about.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Infrared.
I knew if I had a patient
infrared
or family
and heat
member,
radiating, yep.
If I had a family member stuck under a car,
yeah.
I would want that new equipment
yes.
to be able to lift my loved one out.
Okay, so today, it's Giving Tuesday, and a lot of different organizations are out there that are asking for assistance. And you can, I've got to look into this and say, I guess you can go in on a website.
iloveredding.com.
And?
Or the Shasta Regional Community Foundation.org.
That's right. When you
okay.
go to Shasta Regional Giving Foundation.
Giving Tuesday.
And mm-hmm. then you just go to iloveredding.com. Every dime, every penny that you give to iloveredding.com goes to the Redding Fire Department.
Today. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
And like I said, Colin, we're going to have you back in again anyway.
Anytime.
We need to talk about, well, we need to talk about, especially after this
mm-hmm.
last season, people,
yes.
you know, I don't mean to be cynical about this because I was in the military for a long time and, you know, you get all these, oh gosh, we so much appreciate you guys.
But they forget. Yep.
But this time when everybody was leaving the areas, you all were rushing in there. We lost a firefighter.
Yep.
That was well respected, well loved by the community, and
yes.
of course by all of his fellow firefighters. So sometimes people forget that. And part of the thing is it's one thing to risk your life, but it's one thing to risk your life if you don't have the right equipment, because now you've got to risk your life more, and it's going to cost more in the lives of people you're trying to help.
That's
right. We may be short staffed, but we do have good equipment, but we need to replace it on an ongoing basis.
Of course.
So,
you know, it wears out,
yeah,
especially after
does.
A season like this where you're using it all the time.
Yeah.
And
especially that, you know, the Nomex we wear for wildland firefighting and the turnouts we wear for structure mm-hmm. firefighting, those have a life span on them, and we have to replace them whether they're used or not because they time out.
Well, that's interesting. And the more you use it, the more you're into in the situations,
right.
the faster they're going to wear out.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
And you'll be able to come tonight and look at that
you
equipment
can see
yourself?
All that. Yep, see all that equipment.
That's cool. Okay, and that's tonight. It starts at
5 o'clock.
And it goes till?
Till 7.
So 7 at the
Station 5.
Station
on
5.
Turn Creek and Hartnell.
Mm-hmm.
Turn Creek. I know where that's at. Everybody
yeah.
does.
So
quarters.
We'll see you there. Yeah.
We will. Okay, so what else is I Love Reading getting into here, June Bell?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Because I've got like a minute, so go for
okay,
it.
Okay,
go
so
for it.
I Love Reading is doing a few things. Of course, we just had Celebrate Reading where we
mm-hmm.
just initiated a birthday. We're 131 years young, and so we'll be doing something great next year, and we'll want the city to be a part of that as far as celebrating a birthday. But we have created a city service called iwantogohome.org, and we are actually going to be able to, and you can go to iwantogohome.org and actually donate on that. It was going to send homeless people home as well as fire victims that have lost their homes. So we're mm-hmm. going to do a double dip there and really bless people. So we're going to go to people on the streets as well as the
fire. See if they want to go home, and if they say yes, we're just going to help you get you clothing, get you food vouchers, and we're going to put you on a something.
If they're from here, we're going to get them to a rehab if they need that. And then after they've been checked off that they're of sound mind, ready, willing, and able to come back, we're going to send them back. And then we're going to restore them back into society with jobs and mentors and things like that. We're not just going to put them on a bus and give them to another city.
Okay, we got to run now. But you're going to come back, too, and we're going to talk about this one as we have. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank
and
you
we'll
for
talk
having
about
us.
Tonight again.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
In the next Congress, Republican appointee Cindy Hyde-Smith in a closer-than-expected battle with former Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy. History will be made either way. Hyde-Smith would become the first woman elected to Congress from Mississippi. Espy would be the state's first black elected since Reconstruction.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway says she feels for the mothers and children seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. But she says the idea that everyone in migrant caravans is peacefully seeking asylum is a misnomer. Roadside bombing in Afghanistan has killed three American service members.
The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the bombing in eastern Ghazni province. The military says three troops were killed, three others wounded, along with an American contractor. Another soldier died over the weekend in a firefight with Al-Qaeda militants. The military now says it appears Afghan forces accidentally killed Sergeant Leandro Jasso.
Correspondent Sagar Magani. A dramatic rescue of a four-year-old boy from the frigid waters of a pond in Indianapolis. The SUV the child was in hit an icy patch, slid down an embankment and into the pond. That's when Fire Department Battalion Chief Rita Reith says a passing motorist stopped and sprang into action.
A bystander jumped in the water. It was an adult male. He's left the scene since, but he did take the four-year-old little boy off of the car and brought him up to a dry location.
She spoke with WRTV Television. The child's mother was at the wheel. She's okay, as is her young son. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 50 points. The NASDAQ, 6 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Knowledge of the Holocaust is fading, especially among millennials. We get the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
73 years after the end of World War II, anti-Semitic stereotypes remain fresh while knowledge of the Holocaust dissolves. According to a CNN survey, one should not be surprised to hear people accuse Jews of having too much influence on wars, conflicts, the media, and politics. But far fewer will recall the deaths of 6 million Jews and the atrocities of Nazi Germany or the Hitler regime. In Europe, one out of five people between the ages of 18 and 34 say they never heard of the Holocaust at all, while in the United States, 45% of all adults were unable to name a concentration camp, that number increasing to half of all millennials. 10% were not sure they ever even heard of the Holocaust. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. President Trump says the U.S. should launch a worldwide network to counter CNN overseas.
In his latest attack against CNN, the president says the cable news network has a powerful voice portraying the United States in an unfair and false way, and that something has to be done. On Twitter, he raises the possibility of the U.S. starting its own worldwide network as an alternative to CNN's international programming. That way, he says, we can show the world how great we really are. The U.S. government already operates Voice of America, which has a global reach of some 275 million people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Kremlin is warning that Ukraine's declaration of martial law over Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian ships could trigger a flare-up in hostilities in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Kiev is blaming Russia for parading the captured crew members on TV. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in our second hour. Good morning. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great place down there. Good morning, Jared. Tell us what the weather is going to look like.
Well, it's raining. It's currently 48 degrees. We have a 100% chance of rain today.
That's a good, you know what, that's a lucky guess.
But it's going down to a 40 tonight with a high of 56, a low of 47. On Wednesday, we have a 60% chance of rain with a high of 56, a low of 47, going up to 100% that night. On Thursday, we have an 80% chance of rain with a high of 57, a low of 40, with a 40% chance of rain that night. On Friday, high of 53, a low of 42, with a 30% chance of rain.
Okay, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends down in Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They also have payment plans for people that are buying their propane. It's a locally owned business and really good people down there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Going down to Cornerstone Community Bank, either on 1845 California Street or 150 East Cypress Avenue, and see how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. If it's the last Tuesday of the month. Not the fourth Tuesday.
That's right.
Not the third Tuesday. If it's the last Tuesday of the month, we're here with Haven Humane and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I'm glad you got it right this time, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Giving Tuesday.
Yes, happy Giving Tuesday.
Boy, I tell you, we've been getting all types of people coming in here talking about that.
That's a big day.
Okay, so tell us about Giving Tuesday.
So Giving Tuesday is today, and thanks to the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, your donor dollars go farther today than they do any other day of the year. So today is the day that we ask folks to give. The minimum donation is $10, and max donation is as much as you can spare. At Haven, we are shooting for $17,000 today is our goal, so we're hoping we can make that. You can follow us today on our Facebook page at Haven Humane Society. You can give at northstategives.org /Haven Humane Society, but you can just go on the northstategives.org site, and you can search for Haven Humane and donate there. This is a great day because your donor dollar goes farther, and Shasta Regional Community Foundation has just done an amazing job of getting all of the nonprofits together for this one day so that the community can donate to the nonprofits that they believe in and back, and that money will stay locally, and that's really, really important. So
I think it is important that people realize this, and this, so everybody can go to the Shasta what is it now?
NorthStateGives.org.
NorthStateGives.org.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's Haven Humane Society. But if there's other places you also would like to share with, they're all on this page, and it tells you which ones they have.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of different contests and stuff that go on throughout the day. There's some power hours, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and during those times, the organizations that get more percentage get more money, so your donor dollars will go farther on that. There's all kinds of other prizes throughout the day to other organizations so that hopefully they get more money from the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and the local donors, which is great. So big thing is northstategives.org.
Mm-hmm.
Please get on. Please donate today. It's all tax deductible coming down to the end of the year, so a lot of people are looking for some extra tax write-offs at
you know,
the end
I
of the year,
need,
which is great.
I need a $100,000 tax write-off. You know, it's been a good year.
NorthStateGives.org. Haven Humane Society.
You know what? If I if I had that kind of year, I think I'd hire people to come here and sit here in the morning.
Right.
You know, for various times of the year. No, okay, but this is a great day. This is, and you know what? You all are a fine organization. You are a super organization. Otherwise, we'd be up to our knees. No, we'll be up to our hips in animals. And y'all have, you have made so many changes over the last 4 or 5 years. You've lost some, you know, really good people because of retirements and all this, even though they haven't gone very far.
No, we haven't lost them. They just don't work.
They just don't work there. They're still there.
Yeah.
I mean, they come by. You know, of course, I'm talking about Captain Smith and several others. But you've expanded. You've got the new kitty nursery.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone to a no-kill with the dogs,
mm-hmm.
and with the ratio being, 95% finding homes for them or something like that?
Yeah, live release rate on dogs has been over 90% for the last 3 years,
90%.
And it's been over 95% for the last, about 2 years.
Okay, 95%.
Which is good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're working very hard to make to get there with cats as well.
So it's harder with cats.
It is hard with cats. Yeah, there's a lot of cats out there, and there's a lot of community cats out there, and so we're trying to find programs that are going to work for them.
I want you to know that our community, our block,
mm-hmm.
trapped two cats that were wandering through the neighborhood, as they have been for months, brought them down, had them humanely altered at your place,
mm-hmm.
and brought them back and released them.
Nice.
Right. See? Where they're supposed to be, because and frankly, I have not seen the black cat.
You know,
that was made a home in our backyard. They would fight with Elk Killer. So, in fact, the cat wasn't scared of Elk Killer at all. I don't understand why. The ferocity.
I've seen pictures of Elk Killer.
The ferocity this dog has. The ferocity of this animal that would go after, it goes after bears. But the cat did not seem that scared. Until... You know, both of us would take him from flanks and chase him away.
Well,
but we haven't seen him since then, but maybe...
He's there. Ultimately,
he's there.
Ultimately, that's our goal, is we can get every neighborhood to come in and alter those cats that are running free in the neighborhood, then the population will start coming down. They'll stop being able to reproduce, which means we'll get rid of these unwanted litters of kittens, which would be fantastic. And so we can find more homes for the ones that we do need to find homes for, and those that are living out their lives safely in the community and healthy can live their lives out without reproducing, and that's the whole goal, and that's what a community cat program like that really works, and it's very effective and has been proven effective in many, many areas. So
you know, we have feral cat colonies around here.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Now they are using. I mean, they're coming down. They're grabbing the cats or trapping the cats.
And
they're working it that
mm-hmm.
way too.
Yep, the colonies are altered and they're managing the colonies, and that's a whole separate issue. But if you have a feral cat colony, they need to be managed appropriately. Yeah, so you need to make sure that you're not feeding more than you should. You need to make sure you're feeding at the right times, because if you're not, then that's going to bring in the wildlife and everything else, and that's what we're trying to avoid. Is doing that.
All right. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're here with Cassie Badman.
Hi.
Who is in charge of the volunteers, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you know what? It's a pleasure having you here.
Oh, thank you.
did Mark threaten you to have to come today?
A little bit.
A little bit? Is that falling off your head? We can adjust those.
I'm okay, though.
Okay, you're all right. We're talking about the earphones here. Okay, now, speaking of altering, I want to get to that. We're going to take a quick break right now.
Sure.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guess what? It's Christmas. And if you're not there looking at Four Winds Jewelry, you are silly. They are one of the only full-service jewelry stores in town. If you want to get something made special, they can design it, they can build it, they can get the gems. They can get it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Plus, they have a watch repairman. The only watch repairman there is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's Judy Maxwell. You've been damaged by the fire and you don't even really know where to go to. Your insurance company isn't helping you out. Give Judy a call. Yeah, she may not be your insurer now, but she will be because she's going to help you if you've got some questions. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give her a call, 221-0441. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and he's brought with him his chief of volunteers, Cassie Badman. What a great name. What a great name that is. That ought to be like a TV show, Cassie Badman.
Yeah, I get a lot of inquiries about it at the grocery store.
At the grocery store, they say, come on, what's your real name?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Cassie, what do you do?
I am the volunteer coordinator here at Haven Humane.
Well, we know about volunteers in Haven Humane. That is a huge job.
Oh, yeah. It's really fun, though. I think I have the most fun job in the organization, I'd say.
Okay, but why?
So I get to recruit and train and schedule all of our volunteers. But, you know, they're so awesome that it kind of makes my job really easy and I don't have to do as much as I would have to. But yeah, it's really awesome. I get to work hands-on with the animals. I get to train them to work with dogs and cats. And, you know, I send them to our clinic and our kitten nursery, and I get to be involved in all of that. So, yeah, I have a lot of fun.
Okay, so how'd you get into this?
So when I was in college, I actually interned at Butte Humane Society. I was their animal-assisted therapy intern. And when I graduated, I was moving back to Reading, and I saw an opening for the volunteer coordinator position here at Haven, and I decided I'd give it a shot because I love working in the shelter environment. I love animal welfare. So, yeah.
That's cool. And so how long have you been there?
I think this is about my 6 months on. Yeah. I kind of started before I graduated, so I was coming down random weekends. But then when I graduated in May, I came down full-time.
Oh, coming down random weekends. So you used the word random weekends.
Yeah, well, it was,
you know, how often can you get people to put that in there? That's good. I like that.
So we liked Cassie so much, ourselves and the outgoing volunteer coordinator, Wendell, who is still a volunteer. Wendell's amazing.
Yeah.
That Wendell said that he would stay on while she finished with college so that we could make sure that we had a spot for her when she graduated. So. Yeah, because I think you just started officially in, like, April. Does that sound right? I think it was about April, maybe even March. And then she graduated in June and moved out. So, yes, it was random weekends. She came for a couple of big events and helped out. But, yeah, we're excited to have Cassie on board, and the volunteers absolutely adore her. So.
Okay, tell us, you told us kind of what your duties are. So, but volunteers play such a big part at Haven Humane. How do you find volunteers? I mean, a lot of people probably never even think about it unless they're approached.
So a lot of it is talking to people at outreaches. We do adoption outreaches. So I like to go out there and kind of ask people if they say, oh, you know, I can't really adopt right now. It's like, well, have you ever thought about volunteering? Can't take an animal home, but, you know, can always help them here at the shelter. A lot of it is word of mouth, having our volunteers go out and, you know, talk to people. We say a lot about it on Facebook. And, yeah, we're working on the recruiting part. We definitely always need more volunteers.
Okay. And how do people get a hold of you?
They can contact Haven Humane Society. So the number is 530-241-1653. And then my extension is 223. We also have our volunteer application online if you just want to start off with that. Yeah.
There's a the dog and cat body language.
Yes.
What is that?
So that's our first in-person training that the volunteers have to come to, our animal behaviorists. She goes by Chill. She just talks about dog and cat body language, kind of how the best way to work with animals, how animals communicate with each other, and how humans can kind of, you know, copy that behavior and work best with them.
I learned about cat behavior. I have friends that are really got into the cat rescue after the fires and getting the cats back to their
homes.
Yeah. And yeah, I didn't want to use the term owners. For some reason, it didn't sound right then. But
family.
Anyway, family. Anyway, but they've got the burnt ear cat still in the house. Well, the other two cats have been fixed and all this, and they've been in the house for a long time. And you've got this younger cat that's small, but has got an attitude. And so what I learned is that it goes stare, impede, chase, and fight. The four patterns of behavior there. They stare, and then they'll get in front of the other one and impede their movement, and then they'll chase them, and then they'll fight. So, but the only one that really wants to fight is the burnt ear cat. The rest of them just want to run, be left alone. So, but these are types of things that you teach people, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And they're different types
whenever
of behavior.
Whenever an animal freezes, you definitely want to pay attention. That's one of the biggest warning signs.
When it does what?
When it freezes.
And just looks at you?
Then you know it's thinking about something, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you look at a dog's eyes and just kind of, I mean, sometimes their eyes are very expressive, or is this just my imagination?
I would say so. I mean, we hear a lot about whale eye is when you can see the whites of a dog's eye, and that's kind of how you know they're fearful.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, you got to look at the whole picture. So I say something, but you want to look at everything.
Okay. Well, this could be an interesting day, too, to talk about just animal behavior and how they look for people. They have no idea. But my dog sits down and looks up at me when I'm trying to get her to go out in the rain. What does that mean?
She's trying to figure you out.
Is that what it is? She's trying to figure out what I want.
For years, she's been trying to figure you out.
Oh, yeah, it's been for 10 years, nine years. So is that it? If they're sitting there, they're looking at you.
She sits there and looks at you, you take her out, right?
Yeah.
That's because she's trained you.
That's true.
They train us.
They do train us, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And then you wonder why they follow you around when you go to the bathroom, because you follow them around when they go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
It's conditioning. It's a two-way street.
Okay, now, let's just change subjects here about altering. You've got a grant from the Animal Welfare Fund. What's going on with that?
Yeah, the Animal Welfare Fund of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, which I mentioned again today, which is great. All dog alters are $50 off while funds last. You can make an appointment by emailing the clinic. So it's clinic@havenhumane.org or messaging us on Facebook are the easiest ways to make an appointment. You can call 241-1658 as well, but it's hard for them to get to their phones because they're so busy. So it's always easier to email at clinic@havenhumane.org or message on Facebook. And that pretty much goes for all clinic stuff. But their phone number is 241-1658. So $50 off while supplies last. That's thanks to the Animal Welfare Fund of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation.
Okay. It's the holidays.
It is.
And just talking a little bit before we get into these, but we also have, of course, our veterinarian care tenant comes in, and she talks about you really have to be careful around the holidays for your animals because there's so much stuff going on, and there's so many things that they can eat that aren't good for them.
Yeah, pretty much no people food is really good for animals. I mean, if you use that simple rule, that's the best. And
even a little bit of turkey?
Well, maybe.
That's not really people food,
yeah,
though.
Maybe a little bit of turkey, but not the bones. And right. You got to stay away from that. It's holidays, and we want to share, and we want everybody to partake. And so, we want to give a little bit of extra to our animals that are part of our family, too, and it's really not a good idea.
Okay, and then we also have to watch out for, candy and things like that that's out.
Absolutely.
That the dog will, especially chocolate, maybe the dog will get into. Yep. There's some, when people are cooking, things can fall on the floor. You have to watch out for that because I guess almonds and onions are really bad for dogs.
There's a whole list of stuff that you have
to watch out for.
Just be real diligent when you're cooking and during the holidays with your animals, because it is a time where more and more animals eat stuff that they shouldn't and get sick or get
like people
violently ill where they have to go to the vet. So
okay.
Just be really really aware of that. And we also have New Year's coming up pretty quick, and same thing with the fireworks and stuff during New Year's. So it's just like we talked about during 4th of July. There's a lot of fireworks and stuff. We wish there weren't, but there are. So make sure you keep your animals in a secure location during that night, because they're going to freak out. And, that's going to happen. Same thing with storms. We've got storms coming in with thunderstorms and stuff. So just be aware, because we always have a lot of animals that get stray because they bust through fences and hop over fences and run whenever we have big thunderstorms, 4th of July and New Year's, because it's those loud banging noises and they don't like it. It makes them very nervous.
And you'd be surprised how they can get through a fence.
Oh, you might think you have the most secure thing in the world, and then all of a sudden, where did my dog go?
They've climbed.
Yeah. So, just be real diligent with them there, and be careful with them, because they will flight. I mean, it's fight or flight, and they have no option to fight in those circumstances. So it's going to be flight for them. So, just be real careful with that.
Second Tuesday Club.
Second Tuesday Club this month is going to be a lunch. We normally do a lunch in December because people are out shopping, and it's going to be at Danburger's this year.
Danburger. Been in the business, over 75 years now, was originally started when the dam was being built. Did you know
yes.
that?
Yes.
Did you know that, Cassie?
No.
That's why they call it Danburger. They weren't just throwing that name out there. See, a little bit of history from the area here.
That's right.
Thank you.
So that's going to be Tuesday, December 11th, and that'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So in Danburger, for those that don't know, is 1325.
It's right down the street here.
Pine,
walk on down, and they give a percentage of everything they sell for the lunch
From 11 a.m. to 2. So, please go down there and have lunch. It's great food. Like you said, they've been a part of our community for a long, long, long time.
They really have. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of instructors have been training people for the last 10 years. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 40 counties. Whether it's pistol, tactical rifle, unarmed combat, all of these things, all of these to protect you and your family. Register online at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Cassie Badman.
Accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl Linda. Linda's on assignment today, and I have with me Jared, my man of the hour. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Better known business. It's man's last stronghold right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They even let people in the Air Force come through there. So we're here with Mark Story.
It's a privilege to have people from the Air Force come through.
We're coming through here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we are talking about, and also Cassie Badman, who is in charge of all the volunteers.
Hello.
Hello. And talks about how and what she likes about Haven Humane and how she really likes being a volunteer coordinator. And we talked a little bit about the dog and cat body language training at Haven Humane. But a big thing is Giving Tuesday is today. And if you go to northstategives.org/Haven Humane Society, you can donate to Haven Humane. And this is a big part of you being able to keep the organization as a no-kill humane association for dogs, and you're trying to reach that with your cats right now. And
right.
Plus the new buildings you have out there to help make that easier. All the changes have happened, but a big part of this happens because of Giving Tuesday.
Right, yeah. Giving Tuesday is a big day for us, so please, if you can go on and donate $10.
Just $10?
Yep.
Okay, the Home for the Holidays adoption promotion and Stuff the Bus.
Yeah, so once again, we partnered with KRCR and Crown Motors to do Stuff the Bus this year. Which is fantastic. And Stuff the Bus is, for those of you that don't know, they do it twice a year, and we're part of that twice a year. Right now during the holidays, it's unwrapped toys for the local kids. It all stays local, which is fantastic, and Salvation Army as well is part of that. And then in the springtime, I believe it's springtime, we do food donations, same thing with Salvation Army, KRCR, and Crown Motors. And because of that, we get to help out local people. So what we do is we've got a barrel in the adoption center. If you bring in unwrapped toys, you're going to get a discount on adoptions. And this goes hand-in-hand with our Home for the Holidays adoption event. So we want to get 200 pets into loving homes between November 1st and December 31st. So there's going to be discounts whenever you bring those in, which is great. It also, it goes in conjunction with another program that we've got coming on this Saturday, December 1st. Thanks again to the Bissell Pet Foundation. We were selected once again to be part of their adoption event, and this is another Empty the Shelter event. Adoptions will only be $20 for December 1st. This will be our lowest price adoption fee for the rest of the year. So if you're considering giving a pet a home for the holidays, Saturday will be the best day to adopt. So far, over 100 dogs and cats have been adopted from Haven Humane this year on Empty the Shelter days, which were the two previous ones. And we'd like to bring in, we'd like you to bring in a toy as well for the Stuff the Bus for this adoption event. So big things going on with adoptions. Now's the time to do it. We want to get all these animals in loving homes, get them into some warm, comfortable homes during the holidays, because nobody should be stuck in a shelter during the holidays.
I was stuck in a Greyhound bus station during Thanksgiving one time. Does that count?
Yeah, you're not.
That's why I had my Thanksgiving dinner was in a Greyhound bus.
You know, all of our dogs and cats are cute and cuddly, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, I can understand. I could have been just left on the side of the Snoqualmie Pass there with right. the snow going. I said my dad picked me up. Hey, you know what? When we talk about this on the, you know, the Stuff the Bus and the adoption, what kind of animals, what kind of future pets do you have down there at Haven Humane right now? Do you have? I know we always talk about dogs and cats, but do you have any, you know, rabbits or other things?
I think the last time I was at work, we had one rabbit. It was like a long-haired rabbit, and then cats and dogs.
An Angora rabbit. That's what they are, Angora rabbits.
Yeah, I was actually off last week, so I haven't been in for a week. So I'm.
So there's no snakes, there's no guinea pigs, there's nothing like that, huh?
No, because a lot of times people, adopted.
Yeah, a lot of times people already have a dog or a cat, and they'd like to have something else, you know, take out to have, you know, to have at home. So, okay.
Yeah, and if you're interested in one of those adopting, what you can do is you can call our adoption center, 241-1653, talk to one of our adoption counselors. And they'll put you on a waiting list. So if one comes in, they'll call you right away.
And let's talk about that. Say I was looking for a Labrador for some reason.
Yeah.
So I call you and I say, hey, Mark, we'd really like to get a Labrador puppy.
Is it you calling me or is it somebody else calling me? Because it might be a different answer.
Okay, somebody calls you and says, okay. says Mark, I really would like to get a little little lab puppy. So what do you do then if somebody says, I'll just say a lab, but, you know, something
like
that.
Yeah, so Labrador's probably, we'll use Labrador, but a lot of times we have labs in or lab mixes in because they're pretty common dog. But, yeah, so if we don't have it, then we'll take down the information and we'll say, okay, what are you looking for? And will get as specific or as general as they would like to get. You know, obviously, you know, the more specific you are, the longer it might take. But we will write them down on a wanted list. And then if something comes in and it's been there for a few days, it's still in the holding period, but it's been there for a few days and doesn't look like we're going to have an owner come forward, then more than likely we'll call them on the waiting list and said, hey, you know, we've got a lab puppy that came in. Mm-hmm. It meets everything you're looking for. We'd like you to come in and take a look at it. So they will come in and take a look. Depending on where it is in the holding period, they may or may not be able to interact too much with it because at that point it's still not our dog until
right,
it's
right.
past the holding period. And then if it's a good match and they want to adopt, then they fill out an application. And if they're approved, then the dog never goes up to the adoption center at all. It mm-hmm. goes straight to the clinic, gets spayed, neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, all that stuff's done. And then they pick it up from there, and it's adopted. So the waiting list is a great way to...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at, is if you're looking for a specific, mm-hmm. you know, animal, you know, a lot of people want a smaller one, maybe a Maltese, you know, Maltese cross, and, you know, those sure. are out there. A lot of those yeah. are out there.
Yeah,
just giving you a call, there's a good possibility that, you know, that this can eventually work out for you.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we encourage people to do, is to call in and get on the wanted list. Because we get animals in, you know, every day. We get new dogs and cats in every day.
Do y'all ever, because I know you're associated with other groups, too. I mean, do y'all ever say, hey, do you have one of these? Somebody's looking for this?
No, not really. We might point somebody in the direction uh-huh. of another rescue, depending.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we know that one went there, then we'll point them in the direction of that. But, yeah, we don't. We're so busy with all the animals that we have yeah. coming through our door that we don't have time to manage others. But we will point them in direction.
We haven't said this for a while, but and I don't want to put you on the spot, really. But how many animals cycle through Haven Humane in a year? I shouldn't use the word cycle, but, you know, or that come through Haven Humane in a year, approximately.
5,000 to 7,000 animals come through Haven.
5,000 to 7,000.
Yeah. So this year's 500, gonna be higher
500, because 500 a month. 500 a month. Yeah,
That's 6,000. Not all of those are animals that are going to go up for adoption. Obviously, a good mm-hmm. portion are not. But we get thousands of animals every year.
Okay.
Yeah, and everything, you know, everything that you can think of.
I know. you come in and we talk about the different animals that have cycled through and have come through. Okay. Now.
Janet just texted me and said, we do have a rat terrier right now named Spot who needs a home.
Yes, Spot's adorable.
So
he's one of our car fire dogs.
Small dog. He's
our last car fire dog.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't find the owner, or they just can't have it now?
The owners, from what I know, lost everything, so they couldn't take him back at the time. But he's a really great dog, and, you know, they gave him to us, surrendered him to us so that he could find a better home, so...
Oh, that's sad, but it's also very noble of them to do that.
Yeah.
The Zumba Bash.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that you have neon spandex tights you're going to wear during Zumba Bash? I was told this.
So I actually won't be at Zumba Bash this year. You're not going to know the answer to that question until next year. I actually am going to be on a plane to Florida with my daughter and my wife.
January 5th.
Yeah, unfortunately. We already had this kind of planned out, and we had to change Zumba Bash because of the fire. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So
let's talk about the Zumba Bash. Huh?
So Zumba Bash is Anderson Family Fitness and Jennifer Lozoya. Jennifer is amazing. Her and her husband, Omar, they're fantastic folks. And she puts this on every year for Haven. This is, I think, the fourth year. I hope I'm doing that right. I think it's the fourth year that we've done Zumba Bash.
Something like that.
And she gets all of the fitness instructors, most of them Zumba instructors, to come out from the area. And they put on just a big Zumba show. And everybody dances. There's drinks. There's prizes. There's vendors. There's some food. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and it's a lot of fun. If you want to have a great time, if you're into Zumba, even if you've never seen Zumba, it really is fun. It's going to be.
Wasn't there a movie called Zumba?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
It's going to be January 5th at Wind River Event Center. It's $20 pre-sale or $25 at the door. There's going to be dancing, drinks, raffle prizes, and your favorite Zumba instructors. There will be music by DJ Unruly, and it's going to be a great night. And All of the proceeds will go towards Haven and helping the animals. And tickets are available at Haven Humane Society or Anderson Family Fitness. And DJ Unruly, great guy, does this for us too. And he is just a fantastic guy. So I want to thank Jennifer, DJ Unruly, Anderson Family Fitness for putting all this together because Zumba Bash really is a good time.
Yeah,
so.
And it was last one was set for August or?
It was set in July.
July.
And
okay. Right when the fire started then.
It was after the fire. It was right after the fire. It was kind of when we were still, going through the stuff. It was August.
It was August. Because I knew it had to be that. It had to be because we were being smoked out of everywhere else.
And from what I understand, DJ and Rulli actually turned that night into a fundraiser for those that lost their homes.
Wow.
And so that's what I'm saying. Great guy.
Right.
So come on out, have a great time, support Haven on that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about the great people over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, recipients of the 2017 Health Grade Patient Safety Excellence Award, Certified Chest Pain Center, guys, the Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for Hip and Knee Replacements. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, it's Shasta Regional Medical Center. That's the community's choice. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 50 degrees. Going up to 55 today. It's raining. It's going to rain all day. So I hope you enjoy it. And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Cassie Badman.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, They feel like silk, but they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Just a small town girl.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow we have McConnell Foundation coming in telling us what they're going to be doing with downtown, the new buildings they have purchased. And, of course, Celestina Trevor from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here talking about veterans of events. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil, an employee-owned company. It's been in the business here in Reading for over 50 years. That's right. They're in their 51st year right now. When you're thinking about heating your home with heaters from Toyama or Toyota, not Toyota, Toyotomi or monitor heaters in the kerosene, that you have that, you know, they have great deals on that. They have super deals on getting the kerosene to you. They were there for the fires. They've been there for the fires ever since they began. And they're always running trucks through there 24 hours a day, plus moving literally millions of gallons of fuel oil. Now, if you get a CFN card, CFN card is a card that you get from SST Oil, and it's good in 59,000 different spots. I use CFN from here all the way down through Nevada and back up, and never once did not find a station that accepted did not accept the CFN card. And you can get those, and they give you use it for your company, you can use it for personal, but it's SST Oil that has all of this. And give them a call at 241-1167 and find out all the different things that SST Oil can do for you. Hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Cassie Badman, who is in charge of their volunteer program. Okay, so we have just a couple things left here.
Yeah, so I have a few things I want to cover. First, you know, it's holiday season, that's gifts. We never encourage anybody to give an animal as a gift because it's a very personal thing. But we do have gift certificates available. So if you wanted to come down and get a gift certificate and give it to somebody so they can adopt a dog or a cat, that would be great. Then they can come in at their leisure. They can come in and they can make a match with a cat or a dog and adopt them. Also, another idea for Christmas gifts is we have kennel plaques that are on. You guys have one. I know I have one
as well. That's right.
That are on our dog plaque. Our dog kennels are $250 each, and they're going to stay there forever. And then we've got cat ones as well that are $150 each. We have a few dog kennel plaques left, and we have quite a few cat ones left. So you can do that for your family. You can do it for in memory of, you can do it for your business. There's all kinds of things. So if you wanted to look at the kennel plaques, you can call our development department at 241-5262 and talk to them about the plaques. That's a great idea for a present. And then vaccine clinics. We have low-cost vaccine clinics the first and third Wednesdays of every month. They're in our classroom at Haven. So if you need vaccines, please come out and do that. It's a little more inexpensive way to do that. And we're encouraging everybody to make sure they keep their animals vaccinated. Just a couple of refreshers. Volunteer orientation, please come down and meet Cassie yourself and learn about what you can do to help out. There's tons of things that people can do. I always say that you usually start out thinking you're going to help out the animals, and about 3 weeks into it, you realize that it's more therapeutic for the human than it is the animal. And have a great time.
That happens a lot of times.
It does.
You get out there and you find out that do people have their favorite dog they walk?
Oh, definitely.
So they just want to see that dog every
walk it every week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that must be tough, too, because now you're bonding with your dog.
No, I hear a lot of people say, like, oh, I could never volunteer there because it's so sad. You know, the most time I see people get emotional is because their favorite dog is getting adopted, and, you know, they worked with that dog for so many months, and you know, got it to sit, got it to lay down, got it to behave in public, walk well on a leash, and finally it's going to a forever family, and, you know, it's just the best feeling in the world getting to work with an animal and see that.
Okay.
That's awesome. And we love our volunteers, and Cassie's doing a fantastic job as a volunteer coordinator. So come on down, join our team, be a part of it, and help out, and let Cassie train you on how to do more with Haven and with our animals. It's great. So Zuma Bash, January 5th, please come on out. It's going to be a great time. Second Tuesday, again, is going to be December 11th at Danburger. Please mention that you're there to support Haven so that they know that you heard this and that you came out to support Haven. And then, you know, our home for the holidays, bring in an unwrapped toy, adopt an animal, give an animal a home, make them part of your family, help out some local kids at the same time. And then the Bissell Pet Foundation will be this Saturday, December 1st. That's $20 only for adoptions. Big discounts when you bring in a toy between now and the 31st, but it won't be any cheaper than on Saturday. So $20 will be the lowest adoption fee, but they'll still be low all the way through the 31st when you bring in an unwrapped toy. And then the biggie today is Giving Tuesday, NorthStateGives.org, Haven Humane Society. Please think of us. Donate $10. You know, it'll help us out immensely and help out the animals. So. And there's lots of other organizations locally. So please, the biggest thing is that money stays locally. And again, I want to thank Shasta Regional Community Foundation for all the hard work they do for this community.
Is this just a local thing?
No, Giving Tuesday is a national thing.
National thing.
But Shasta Regional Community Foundation gripped on this a few years ago and has really done a great job of combining all of the nonprofits so that the donor dollars for our community can go farther. And stay local, and I think that's really, really important.
Okay, and you know, if you've lost a pet, and you're looking for your pet, you come to Haven Humane.
Yeah, come to Haven Humane after 11 a.m. Our kennels are being cleaned before 11, but come on in and file a report. If you have a picture, that's even better. Bring that in. Come through, look through our kennels to make sure that your animal is not there, and then file a report so that we can look for it. There's a bunch of other places you can do. Lost Pet page on our website. You can check Lost Pet albums posted on our Facebook page. You can also look or post on 530 Pets and 530 Cody Alert, which are both on Facebook. And join your neighborhood's nextdoor.com group to post a picture to your neighbors so that your neighbors can look for it. You know, all of these things that I just said, 530 Pets, 530 Cody Alert, and nextdoor.com, these are all great ways that people are preventing their animals from ever entering the shelter because your neighbors are looking out for each other and helping out with the animals, which is great. I mean, if we can prevent animals from coming in the shelter, that's fantastic, and we can save more lives. And then microchip your pets before they get lost and make sure they have an ID collar on with a license if it's a dog, and it's easier to get them home that way. So if our officers pick up an animal that's got a microchip or an ID on it, they're going to call the owner.
Sure makes it easier.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And then, of course, follow our Facebook. We've got all kinds of great information on there. Today it's going to be all about Giving Tuesday. But we've got stuff on there all the time. Cassie puts stuff, updates on volunteer stuff. You can find a bunch of information there. You can see lost pets. You can see the adopted. You can see the success stories. You can see all the hard work that Haven does, both in our community and abroad as well, because, you know, quite a few members of our team have been helping out with the campfire, and it looks like we're probably going to be doing quite a bit more. So
I remember in the car fire, you had six different offices or areas down there
at Shasta Gateway.
At Shasta Gateway there to help people find their animals. You had lots of volunteers, so many, in fact, that you had more volunteers than you needed
which
days.
Was a great problem to have. Yeah. And Cassie got a crash course in how to be a volunteer coordinator because she had just started about a month before, and you know, Cassie did a fantastic job, and she had some help. We had Megan from Best Friends, who is a local person from Best Friends Animal Society here, and she helped out. And
she is now a Haven volunteer.
Yeah, that's right. She's a Haven volunteer. And we had Sally, who is our board chair right now, helping out too. So it was great.
Well, Mark Story and Cassie Bamman, thanks so much for being here with us. You know, I want to talk about a friend of mine right now. So, and he's also a friend of Mark's, and he's a friend of Haven Humane's, Wade Riggs. Wade got some tough news yesterday, and I just want to let him know and let people know is that there's so many people that are with you, Wade, that were pulling for you, that were here for you, for anything you need. This man has given so much to our community, so much to our community in the arts, and but helping everything. The man and his wife, Bobette, have done Haven Humane. Mm-hmm. They've done so many other great causes, One Safe Place, all of these that they've been involved in. And I would just I want them to know what the community thinks, that the community thinks the world of them, and that how much they appreciate them. And Wade, this is something that you're a warrior, and you've got a lot of friends around that are going to be keeping you in their thoughts and prayers. You are a fine man and someone to be emulated by many. Wade Riggs. And we'll be following this as we, you know, as time goes along. But Mark, thanks a lot for being here, buddy.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for being such an important part to this community.
Well, you know what? This is a it's an honor to be in. You know what? We really love Reading. And so we really enjoy this. And we hope that we can help occasionally. Cassie, it was nice meeting you today.
Yeah, nice meeting you guys. Thanks.
Okay, everybody, it's Good Guys Against the Bad Guys. Which are you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading, by Tobacco.